I'm going to start out by mimicking Nathan. God, may your perfect love fill us and guide us. A few years ago, shortly after my partner Wendy died, I was sitting at my desk, deep in grief, and engaged in a very healing game of Bejeweled, when I heard a voice, not a human, out loud voice, but a voice that's heard inside yourself. It's not only heard, but it's felt in every fiber of your being. It said, "Kathy, clean Wendy's desk." I was a bit busy playing Bejeweled, so I swatted the voice away like an annoying housefly. The voice came again, "Kathy, clean Wendy's desk." I answered, "I already went through her desk." But again, I heard the message a little more sternly in that tone your mother uses. "Kathy, clean Wendy's desk." I did a mental eye roll and responded, "I just cleaned her desk." And for a fourth time, I heard the voice, "Kathy, clean Wendy's desk." This conversation had been going on in my head, but now I am so annoyed, I answered out loud, okay, I'll clean her desk, but I don't know what I'm looking for." Wendy had been ill for quite some time before her death, so her desk was quite a bit of a mess. Plus, it's a roll top style, with pigeonholes, numerous drawers, and stacks of paper on top. I was not looking forward to this task. But I started, and in the first few moments, I found a letter. A letter Wendy wrote to me a few months before she died. "Beloved," it starts. I won't share the whole letter, but partway through she writes, "Be the ripple of change." No, be the rock that starts the ripple of change. This may seem like an odd message, but this is a continuation of many conversations Wendy and I had had about being the change. And now she has given me a gift of a succinct and a concise image to our discussions. Be the rock that starts the ripple of change. I think about this, and I pray about being a rock. And I realize I am envisioning myself standing on the edge of a serene lake, tossing a rock into the water and watching the ripples as they slowly head toward shore. And it hits me. I can't just stand on the shore delegating, "Hey, you, go do this." It's me. I must be the rock. The rock. Oh, no. Rocks are strong. Rocks are reliable. They symbolize permanence and stability. A rock is also the symbol for St. Peter. For Pete's sakes, Christ is the rock. How can I be a rock? My joy at finding the letter has now turned to nervousness, and I feel unsettled. How can I be a rock when I am grieving and feel fragile and vulnerable? Being a rock intimidates me, and it fills me with fear. I am disappointed with myself when I realize I am just not strong enough to be a rock. But I continue to wrestle with this idea. And then one day, while driving in my car to work and praying, I have an aha moment. I don't have to be a huge rock. I can be a small rock. That still doesn't feel right. Maybe I can be a pebble. Yeah, I can be a pebble. This idea I grasp. Maybe one day I'll grow into a rock, but today I am that pebble that can start the ripple of change. But I'm still afraid. The scripture reading we heard earlier today was also from a letter, a pastoral letter written to believers, and in it we heard, "Perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment." Punishment? Is that my fear? Punishment of what? Punishment of judgment? Exclusion? Shame? Punishment of suffering the consequences? Or rejection? There's more. Does the fear of embarrassment keep me from acting when I witness an injustice? Am I afraid of being excluded from the cool crowd? While wrestling with this thought, I realized I am more apt to speak out when I'm alone, and least likely to speak out at work. Does the fear of being passed over for promotion, or maybe even being fired, keep me from speaking out against inequities I discover at my work? I'm not sure. I find role models, pebble role models, all around me here. Right here in our own church, volunteers take time out of their day to fill food bags and hand them out to those in need. People march in the Pride Parade and stand in the Pride booth answering questions about God and MCC. Others of us prepare food and serve it at the HIV Day Center or help with loaves and fishes meals. Some write and perform skits, sing in the choir, or stand at the door welcoming us as we enter. Again, I could go on about role models. We also read about pebble role models in the news. In October of 2012, while riding her school bus home, Malala Yousafzai, a Pakistani teenager, was shot in the face by a member of the Taliban. She had been blogging about her life under Taliban rule, but her bigger offense was speaking up and promoting education for girls. Malala is a pebble that started an international outcry for change in Pakistan. For most of us, the consequences of our actions will not be this extreme. We probably won't have to confront the Taliban. However, we may need to confront our friend or our boss and face possible repercussions. Will we let our fear stop us from action? Take a few moments and think about a time when you could have spoken out or acted, but you kept still and silent. What did that feel like, and what was your fear? Now think to a time when you spoke up or acted. What does that feel like? And how did you overcome your fear? Which person do you want to be? The one who is still and silent, or the one who uses their voice and acts? When we swallow our voice and remain silent, when we fail to step in and are actionless, we are guided by fear. Perfect love casts out fear. When we speak out, when we step in, we are guided by love and we become the pebble. Every day, we have a chance to be the pebble. When I stand up against injustice, I am the pebble. When we speak out to stop bullying, we are the pebble. When you volunteer your time, when you volunteer your talent and your treasures, you are the pebble that starts the ripple of change. When we sit and listen to someone without judgment, without trying to fix them, we are the pebble that starts the ripple of change. In the poem, The Invitation, by Araya Mountain Dreamer, I believe she is asking us if we are courageous enough to set aside our fear. Are we courageous enough to get to know ourselves, to meet our heart's longings, to be our authentic self? Can you see the beauty of God's creation even when it's not pretty? Are we strong enough to stand in the fire and not shrink back? Can we stand up for what is right and speak out against injustice? Can we set aside our fear of punishment, and be the person God has called us to be? I find safety and comfort in my plans and my self-defined path. Do I dare follow my heart's desire and fulfill the longing in my soul? The longing that can only be filled when perfect love casts out my fear. Are we courageous enough to be the pebble that starts the ripple of change? Are we brave enough to be the pebble? For if we are the church, we are the pebble. If the church is here to serve one another, and to bring justice into the world, the church is the rock, and everybody who enters here is that pebble that starts the ripple of change. When you entered here this morning, the greeters offered you a pebble. If you didn't take one, there are two bowls up at the very front in the center pew. When you come up for communion, feel free to take a pebble as your reminder that you are the pebble that starts the ripple of change. Take this pebble with you as a reminder that you are the church. You are the pebble that starts the ripple of change. Amen.